Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is how we do it.
Friday, baby.
Friday, baby. Funky Buddha happy hour. Funky the Ordinary. They are now the funkiest partner of the Miami Heat, who are not owned at all by Dwayne Wade.
Y'all are crazy.
sore feelings all day since the announcement. Some people angry at D. Wade. Some people angry at Mickey Arison. Anywho, crank it up, Solana! You know what we have here, Crowder? You know what we have here?
What's that?
The final code word. This is it.
Oh. I'll text in now.
We're going to put the code word contest on ice for a little while. So this is your final chance as we begin the Funky Buddha happy hour on a Friday. This is it. Your final chance to win $1,000. And the code word this hour, just one letter away from Wade. How great and poetic would that have been? All right, the code word this hour is wage. W-A-G-E. Wage. We are giving away, for the final time in this contest, Joe's Dough, if you listen to us on 560. Leroy's Loot, if you listen on 790. The word this hour is wage. W-A-G-E. Text it right now to 72881, and you could win $1,000. Just text it to 72881, and you could win $1,000. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Sponsored by Anna Jar and Levine, accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733. Final time, text the word WAGE, W-A-G-E, to 72881, and maybe your 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour will be extra special. Take that $1,000, put it right in the Dodge coin. All right, let's do. We have so much stuff to get to this hour. We're gonna do 15 minutes of Heat, and DBJ is gonna join us, and we've got our end of the week montage that Solana produces. Solana, so you took some of the best stuff from the week and you put it together in a little bit of a package?
I did. It was tough because we had a banger of a week, guys.
This was a great week. Does anyone feel that way? I really feel like this was a great week of shows.
Oh, fun, entertaining, educational,
informative,
everything.
Yeah, everything. We laughed, we cried, we learned together.
Who cried?
No one cried.
Okay.
But here it is, without further ado, Alejandro Solana's look back at this week on the Hockman and Crowder Show.
We apologize. This is the Hockman Crowder Show.
People are still wondering how Dada 5000 and BYB Extreme did it, like the pyramids and the triangle.
Pimento cheese is terrible.
I enjoyed it. Solana texted me that it tastes like ass. You're telling me that you have intercepted Tom Brady, you've hit a hole-in-one on a golf course, and you've picked up a 7-10 split in bowling?
If we're speaking likelihood, that's probably not the most likely thing.
The pyramids, the triangle.
Oh, my God. The best-tasting gummies are the grape estrogen.
You went to Shaq went to LSU. My kids are never going to either.
We got to give Koopa Loop, Greg Cooper, a quick shout-out.
Greg? Who's Greg Cooper? Do you know his name?
What's his first name?
Garrett. It's Garrett Cooper.
You look on your money, the triangle.
Are you a fan of the actor Shia LaBeouf?
There's no great knock-meat athletes, Mike. I can't think of not one.
I have a serious question here.
Did I hear someone say triangle?
I like to see dudes get knocked out and go to sleep.
Seinfeld? Friends? Martin,
even Steven.
The Bermuda, the triangle.
I hope your arm is okay, Yimmy.
Well done, Solana. It barely even touches what happened this week. But yeah, there was a lot of stuff from the triangle. I didn't even hear anything about the Stuckey's pecan log, but there was the Crowder hitting the 7-10 split and a hole in one, and Ronnie Brown just coming on and going, yeah, I don't know, man. That was good. Well done, Solana. All right.
I got a simple text from Ronnie like 2 days later. It might have been yesterday. And he just texted me, hey, fam, stop lying to them people.
Ronnie Brown's my guy. Ronnie Brown's my guy.
Infiltrated my friendship.
What do you have in the headlines, Solana? Because I got to get to 15 minutes of heat, too. What do you got in the headlines real quick?
All right, so we'll just revisit some of the headlines from the past couple of hours. The Panthers did end up losing yesterday 3-2 in overtime to the Lightning, a crusher on national TV. The Panthers were in it all game. It certainly was a barn burner. I'll spare you the sound.
It was a barn burner.
They outshot them the entire game. Lightning only had 17 shots on goal through regulation. Ended up getting the winner in overtime, though.
Yeah, it was just one of those games. Pick up a point, though, which is nice, and they'll have a chance tomorrow night to get 2 points in Tampa once again.
Yeah, Lightning, the best team in the league.
No shame. No shame in that. And you'd like to pick up the W, of course, but no shame.
Yeah. No, but last night solidified that the Panthers can match up with them and beat them. Like, that's not – the Lightning aren't superior. The Panthers are right there with them.
I agree. Even without Aaron Ekblad, I agree.
The Miami Marlins, they begin a 3-game set, part of a 5-game homestand here at Lone Depot Park. They'll play 3 straight versus the San Francisco Giants, who come in, by the way, on a tear. They're 8-4. They're 3-3 on the road. Marlins 5-7, by the way, after dropping yesterday's late game to the Atlanta Braves. Tonight on the mound, Daniel Castano. He makes his first start of the season.
Yeah, I will be there tonight, and I will root for Daniel Castellano, or whatever his name was.
You going to cuss out Yimmy again, or are you good?
Hope your arm's okay, Yimmy. I wasn't mad at Yimmy. I was mad at Mattingly. Yimmy's fine. Yimmy'd have been out there pitching if they gave him the choice.
He's fine. Let him throw.
Fine.
All right, guys, in the Miami Heat, they're going to play the Minnesota Timberwolves. They close out this 4-game West Coast road trip with a win tonight in Minnesota. The Miami Heat could end that road trip with a 500 record. They're 1-2 currently. Heat are 6.5-point favorites tonight on the road.
Yeah, Minnesota's terrible. I'm going to give you 15 minutes of heat here in a second. Let's wrap it up, Solana.
All right, guys. And the Heat will play Brooklyn as well, by the way, 3:30 p.m. on ESPN on Sunday. They're back at home. Also Sunday around the same time, 3 p.m. on ABC, Inter Miami. They make their season debut, season numero dos. For Inter Miami in the MLS, they finally get to host LA Galaxy here at Drive Pink Stadium in Fort Lauderdale.
Been a long time coming.
Get to our weather from the Exergen Weather Center right now in South Florida. It's still sunny, 84 degrees. Tonight, the lows will drop into the low 70s, upper 60s, depending on what part of South Florida you are in. That is your weather.
All right, before I get to 15 minutes of heat, do you have the Funky Buddha Happy Hour theme song? Because we didn't even get to that yet.
Hey, how about another beer? Funky Buddha. Funky Buddha's the Funky Buddha.
Yeah, baby.
It's the Funky Buddha Hour with the Hawkman crowd.
All right, bro, here you go.
Yeah, man, here you go.
All right, bro, here you go.
Funky Buddha. Yeah, man, here you go. Yeah.
It's the Funky Buddha Hour with Hawkman Crowder. Yeah. All right, fire off 15 minutes of heat, Solandria. All right, we're not doing the whole nonsense, are we here?
We'll skip
nonsense?
It tonight.
Is that what you call it, nonsense?
Ladies and nonsense.
Gentlemen.
With the...
Stand up and make some noise.
It tickles me, but I'm silly.
15 minutes.
All right. No nonsense today. So here's Here's what I got for you for 50 Minutes of Heat, because I want to look at something that was written in to Ask Ira, but I do want to address the Dwayne Wade ownership stake in the Utah Jazz. That news broke before we went on the air at 2 o'clock this afternoon, and obviously there's been, you know, mixed emotions from Heat fans. Some are pissed that Mickey Arison didn't, you know, make it happen so that D-Wade is an owner of the Heat, and some people are hurt by D-Wade, who, you know, obviously chose a different team to put his money into, and we've talked about it, and I will just say for anyone that's you know, just getting into their car, hadn't been able to listen to radio or be on social media today. D-Wade buys into the Utah Jazz. He's friendly with the owner. They play golf a lot. The owner's a tech guy, and I think D-Wade sees him really as a conduit to great things financially. D-Wade, part of his quote was, "The respect that I have for the Heat organization will not go anywhere. The love that I have for Heat fans, that goes nowhere. But this is about the next phase of my life as an investor, a businessman, an entrepreneur. For me, this is an opportunity to grow." And Mickey Arison, the owner of the Miami Heat, he said on Twitter, "I want to congratulate Dwayne on his recent announcement. We had discussed having him join our ownership group after his retirement, but he was not prepared to commit at the time. Of course, I'm disappointed that he didn't reconsider. Having said that, I wish him good luck and much success with the Jazz. To me, Dwayne will always be a Heat lifer." Sports Crowder is one thing. Root for your team. D-Wade goes to Chicago and you want to be pissed at him. I was pissed at Pat Riley when that happened because I thought they kind of just shoved him off. When it comes to money and your future, Dwayne Wade doesn't make a decision like this cavalierly, no pun intended with the cavalier. It's not a cavalier decision. This is a decision, I am sure, that is well thought out with his financial advisors, his wife, his family, his confidants. I would never hate on someone for making a decision that they think is in the best interest of their life.
Yes, supporting their kids, supporting their family, and with room to grow. Like the Heat, you know, the Utah Jazz are on the come up. The Heat are, they were the Eastern Conference Finals champions. Like, you know what I'm saying? Where Utah has, it can open up big picture. And we've talked about it all day. The guy that owns the Utah Jazz is a friend of Wade and a very savvy businessman. So I'll tell you this. Right. Anybody out there that criticizes another grown man's financial decisions.
Jordan isn't the owner of the Bulls. Jeter isn't the owner of the Yankees. I mean, come on. Let's get over ourselves.
If you're mad at Wade right now, you should really, you should literally check yourself and sit down in the bathroom and look at yourself in the mirror. Mad at this man trying to make more money? Wouldn't you want to make more money? Yeah, come on, man. Get out of here.
Or be in what you believe is the best position for yourself. Like, it may not have been completely monetarily, like a monetary decision. It could have just been, this is where I see myself being able to grow, or this is the mentor that I see myself being able to really learn from. Whatever it is, yeah, I mean, root for your team. I'm all about that. Guy turns his back on your team and he goes to play for someone else. You want to tear the poster down? That's on you. I don't care about that, but man, dude makes a decision for his future, his family's future. I do not hate on that. I want to read one Ask Ira question to you. This is in the Sun Sentinel, sunsentinel.com. As the old saying goes, you are what your record says you are, and the Heat are currently mediocre. They're an extremely small team with nothing at all beyond Bam Adebayo and the power rotation. They're also not an athletic team, and even though their defensive scheme has been effective overall, too many times a player such as Duncan Robinson finds himself on the other team's largest player around the rim. They're also extremely poor at defending the three. When the team is on a streak of hitting their threes, they often win. When they're not hitting them at a high clip, they almost always lose, and there is just not a lot else for them to turn to. And I thought it was a pretty good description of what the Heat are, in my opinion. Ira writes this in response. My biggest takeaway as to why the Heat have become the definition of mediocrity is the difficulty to generate what I would term as offensive ease. For some players, going on scoring binges almost comes off as effortless. From Bradley Beal to Kyrie Irving to Devin Booker to Jason Tatum to so many others. For Jimmy Butler, by contrast, just about every point requires significant effort. Same for Bam Adebayo. And lately, it also hasn't been all that easy for Goran Dragic. About the only player on the roster who can go on scoring binges that seem effortless, and we know that they aren't, is Tyler Hero. So that means hard work on offense and hard work on defense. That's a lot of hard work over a compacted five-month season, especially after only 2 months off between seasons. It is an exhausting way to try to win. What a great response from Ira. Because every now and then, Butler can put up 25, 30, 40 points. But man, it is not the ease in which you see, you know, a Zach LaVine do it, or as he points out, a Bradley Beal or a Kyrie, you know? So that was a good take on why they do seem to be a mediocre team. They're a 500 team.
And these last two games against good competition. Now, the Suns and the Nuggets. Yeah. Good competition. Yeah. You saw it. Game at halftime, end of the third quarter, blowout. 17 and 20 point blowout. To Ira's point, it's just it takes so much effort for them to play defense and offense where there's nobody like Jimmy Buckets, and we call him Jimmy Buckets. You bring up Beal, you bring up Kyrie, the guys Ira brought up, they can score buckets at ease. Jimmy has to work for it, so he gets exhausted. I still, when you were reading it, Hawk, I thought about the picture of the finals, the meme where Jimmy's laid up, all sweaty, can't even breathe. Trying to keep them in the game with the Lakers. Like, that's what has to happen, and it can't do it. And like we talked about it all year. They're small. They're little. If Bam gets switched out on, I saw Duncan on DeAndre Ayton. I saw, you know, I saw Jimmy trying to guard Joker, you know, Jokic last game. That's just not a formula for success.
Heat and Wolves tonight. That's on 790, the ticket. Don Bailey Jr., is going to join us next. Canes have their spring game tomorrow. Have you outgrown your current home? You're looking to buy or sell right now, or are you looking for a new commercial property for your business? I've got a solution for you. You can call my friend Dustin Feely and his team at the Dustin Feely Group. When you hire a real estate agent, you need an expert that'll handle the staging of the property, marketing it, lining up a title company, help you find the right mortgage, so much more. The Dustin Feely Group will help make your buying or selling experience a pleasurable one. And no one sells a home faster. And they also have a buyer satisfaction guarantee. When you buy a home with the Dustin Feely Group, if you need to move within 24 months, they're going to buy it back or sell your home at no charge. And they've got special programs for renters so they can help you reach your dream of home ownership. So you stop throwing your money away, start building your own equity in your own home. They handle properties in all counties. Doesn't matter where you live now, where you want to move to. His team can help you find the right property, and his team will go the extra mile to make it a reality. So call 855-520-HOME for the Dustin Feely Group. That's 855-520-HOME. And don't forget to listen to the Dustin Feely Real Estate Show every Saturday, 8 a.m. on 560 WQAM. You'll find out everything you need to know to make that buying or selling experience a pleasurable one. And don't forget to follow them on Facebook and Instagram at Dustin Feely Group. All right, we'll take a quick break. Don Bailey Jr., DBJ, next on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
No, 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 baby. It's me, Baboni.
Hawk and Crowder.
Ah, yes. 5 o'clock hour on Hawkman and Crowder. Funky Buddha happy hour. Funky the Ordinary. And I'm cracking one open. The week is over. And this song signifies that. And it really was a fun week. I am telling you, from Ronnie Brown and Dada 5000 to DBJ, Chris Drieger, everyone that we talked to. You know, becoming one of my favorite guests during the weeks, Todd Hollinsworth, Marlins broadcaster. Just have a fun week of shows, man. Fun week of shows.
Great guests make great shows.
You want to Want to relive the week of shows one more time? Solana, we played this earlier, but here it is. Solana puts together a little montage of the week that was. This is a little taste of what you may have missed on Hockman and Crowder this week.
We apologize. This is the Hockman and Crowder Show.
People are still wondering how Dada 5000 and BYB Extreme did it, like the pyramids and the triangle.
Pimento cheese is terrible.
I enjoyed it. Solana texted me that it tastes like ass. You're telling me that you have intercepted Tom Brady, you've hit a hole-in-one on a golf course, and you've picked up a 7-10 split in bowling?
If we speak in likelihood, that's probably not the most likely thing.
The pyramids, the triangle.
That's Ronnie Brown. Oh, my God. The best-tasting gummies are the grape estrogen.
You went to UM, Shaq went to LSU. My kids are never going to either.
We got
to
give Koopa Loop, Greg Cooper, a quick shout-out.
Greg? Who's Greg Cooper? Do you know his name?
What's his first name?
Garrett. It's Garrett Cooper.
You look on your money, the triangle.
Are you a fan of the actor Shia LaBeouf?
There's no great knock me to athletes, Mike. I can't think of not one.
Shia LaBeouf. Hey, a serious question here.
Did I hear someone say triangle?
I like to see dudes get knocked out and go to sleep.
Seinfeld, Friends, Martin, even Steven.
The Bermuda, the triangle.
I hope your arm is okay, Yimmy.
I was a little upset yesterday at that blown save. A little upset.
We all noticed.
Well done, Solana. All right, Crowder's got a message for everybody, and then we'll pack up our bags and we'll head out of here.
For over 42 years, J&K Roofing has been South Florida's premier roofing company, fixing, replacing, and restoring roofs here in South Florida. They practice social distancing to keep you and their workers safe, but to be honest, in most cases, they do not have to come in your home or office to fix your roofing needs. And yes, home or office. They specialize in both residential and commercial roofing. There is no job too big. There is no job too small for J&K to handle. Any questions you have, any you need an assessment, you just haven't looked up there in a while, give J&K a call, and the financing offers you can get through Y-Green right now will blow your mind. Now, when somebody says they've been on top of a market like Miami Roofing for over 40 years, I had to ask the owner. I had to ask Donnie, how does that happen? He told me it's simple. You get the most highly skilled workers that are experts in installing new roofs and repairing existing ones, and they bring the most top-notch material, shingle, metal, tile, gravel, clay, barrel, whatever you got. They have the best material and the most highly skilled workers, and that's how they're the best. They promise us as customers, and yes, us, I'm a happy customer, quality, service, safety, and health. That's what they promise, and to be honest, that's what's on customers' minds. That's what we want, and if you live in South Florida, you do not want to have roofing issues. Hurricane season's coming. You don't know when it's going to rain, the wind, the temperature. Just go get that roof right. And if you need to get your roof done, you got to call J&K Roofing today at 954-961-9879. That's 954-961-9879. For all your roofing needs, give J&K Roofing a call. And J&K Roofing knows we're all in this thing together.
All right, so Solana is coming up on 790 The Ticket with a little sizzle with Solana, and then you'll get some Heat basketball tonight. Joe Rewind coming up on 560 QAM. Everybody have a great and safe weekend. Go Heat, go Marlins, and then we'll get to Saturday and Sunday. Go Panthers, go Inter Miami. Everybody be safe. We will speak with you el lunes.
Y'all stop watching Wade's pockets.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.